Earth, sky.
Honeybees in the United States are still dying at an alarming rate. The story came to light 4 years ago, and it's still true, according to Dr. Jeff Pettis, head of the U.S. Department of Agriculture's Bee Research Laboratory in Maryland. He said figures released in spring 2010 show that during the winter of 2010, the U.S. lost 34%, or just over a third, of its managed honeybee colonies.
What's unusual is that they're dying in such high numbers and so rapidly, so that it's just this dramatic depopulation of the hive.
At first, scientists thought a new strain of disease might be responsible. Right now, he said, that doesn't appear to be the case.
These bees have multiple viruses, they have multiple bacterial infections, and it's maybe the cumulative effect of all these that's killing them.
Pettis explained that, like humans, bees are more susceptible to illness when they're stressed.
We ask a lot of them. We move them from crop to pollinate, to feed on different things that may not be ideal diet.
He added that low-level pesticide exposure also weakens bees' immune systems. Armed with this knowledge, said Pettis, bee experts are increasingly focused on boosting bees' general health to prevent population crashes. He underscored that about a third of our diet comes from things that are pollinated by insects, often honeybees. Earth Sky is a clear voice for science.
We're at earthsky.org.